You're on Books and Arts. I'm Melanie Tate, filling in for Michael Cathcart this week as we bring you the best summer has to offer in the arts here on RN. Now, before we kick off this morning, I thought I should let you know a little bit about RN's arts coverage in 2015. Books and Arts will be now 6 days a week, with Michael bringing you the best arts coverage throughout the week, and I'll be bringing you coverage over the weekend on Books and Arts Weekend. Now, Books and Arts Weekend replaces Weekend Arts, where traditionally you'd find Poetica and Into the Music. Now, Books and Arts Weekend will just be an hour on Saturday. Let's look, though, at the very interesting people we're going to meet, the places we're going today. Auburn is a suburb in Sydney's west and one of the most multicultural in our nation. So what happens when a group of Afghan-Australian schoolchildren are given cameras and asked to show what they see? We'll meet two of the photographers and the woman who's taught them how to shoot and edit and do all that fancy photography stuff in just a moment. Plus, author Rachel Joyce creates characters so vivid and so beloved, she's often asked in the street about them as though they're real people. And her love song of Queenie Hennessy brings her most beloved characters even more to life. You'll hear from Rachel Joyce later this hour as well. And what could it be about the movie Wake in Fright that would encourage someone to go to Broken Hill rather than scare them off it for life? Well, singer-songwriter Darren Hanlon joins us to share his obsession with the Mineral City this morning. First today, the way we view our cities and our towns and homes is a completely individual thing. One person's bustling, exciting metro space could be another's overwhelming jungle of metal and noise. So how is it that a group of Afghan-Australian schoolchildren see a city that perhaps isn't the city they were born in and certainly is a city that is far away from many people they love? Afghans in Auburn is a photography exhibition that's just opened at the Peacock Gallery in Auburn. 13 Afghan schoolchildren turned their lens on their home suburb so we can see Auburn through their eyes. And with me today to talk about the project is Joanne Saad, the artist photographer who steered the project and mentored the young photographers, plus students Rafia Iram and Shakaya Razai. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
We might actually start with you, Joanne. Mm-hmm. How did this project come about?
Okay, it was an initiative through the ACDN, which is the Auburn Community Development Network, who run a lot of community projects and outreach projects. And so the arts officer there developed the project, which received funding from the Community Partnerships of Australia Council. And, yeah, and through AYA Association, just engaged, you know, young Afghanis to create a photographic project of the way that they saw, you know, how they saw their world.
Can you describe for us, for anybody who lives outside the surrounds of Sydney, of which there are many listeners today, what kind of a place is Auburn?
Oh, look, it's an extremely, like, a very, very diverse community, and it's always been the first point of when people, newly arrived migrants, they usually place them in Auburn. So there's a high, Sudanese community there, Afghani community, Southeast Asian communities. So it's, and, you know, it was always known in sort of the 90s and 80s as a very highly populated with Turkish community as well. So it's very, very diverse.
So tell me about these young artists. How did you go about finding them?
Well, it was through, as I said, through the two organisations, through ACDN and through AYA. Shakaya, can you tell me what AYA stands for again? It always says it perfectly.
Australian Afghan Hasnain Youth Association.
That's it. So it was through those organisations that they have groups and they develop programs for which targets, you know, different age groups. And so this was about a project that really wanted to give the opportunity for these young people to, as an expressive tool, to express how they see Australia. And because a lot of them have not been here for a long time either. So, and it's to see it through their eyes, telling their own stories instead of someone else telling them, mm-hmm. telling their stories or how they should see, you know, being in Australia.
So what was your role within this project?
Well, I was the photographer that came on board. So it was about developing workshops. So every week for sort of like over a 7-month period, we'd had weekly workshops. So on a Friday night, we would get together and it was about teaching them the principles of photography and then really steering them and finding out what they were really drawn to, because everyone is drawn to something different: people, landscapes, spaces, you know, nature. So it was about finding what they were really passionate or what their eye was really drawn to, and to really develop that within them.
Now let's go to Shakaya and Rafia now. We might start with you, Shakaya, because you're just closer to me right now, right sitting right across. How did you come to photography?
Australian Afghan Hasnain Youth Association introduced us to this project. It's a really great project. Really enjoyed it. And Jenny O'Connell, I think her family name, introduced us to this project and told us about it, about this photography workshop. She told us we could come, use cameras to take photos of Sydney, the place that is my favorite one.
So Sydney is your favorite place?
Yeah, it's really my favorite place.
Really?
Yeah, before it was Tokyo, but now it's Sydney.
Right. So Sydney overlaps Tokyo. That's good to hear. Now, what was it about Sydney that you wanted to show in your photography?
I wanted to show everybody how great is Sydney, how life is beautiful in Sydney, and how people live in peace and they are just with each other, kind, and life is just beautiful.
So what sorts of things then were you taking photos of?
I was taking photos of nature, the beautiful nature of Australia. It's really nice. And cultural photos like Afghan carpets, Afghan dresses. And what else?
Things also like that you saw in the suburb, like the Santa.
Oh, yeah,
you know, that was a great Santa. Christmas lights and that. And it was
It's Australian traditional Santa and Christmas. It was really nice.
Let's go to you now, Rafia, too, because this isn't your first experience with a camera, is it? You've been carting around a camera with you for quite a while, haven't you?
Yeah, it's just been 3 months since I'm here in the photography class and in Australia as well. And it's
just 3 months in Australia?
Maybe four. Like, I arrived here in September.
Uh-huh.
So it's just been 4 months since I'm here. And in Pakistan, I used to take photos, but not with the professional camera. And here, it is my first experience with the professional camera here.
So tell me a little bit about the sorts of photos you would take in Pakistan and what kind of result you had on the camera that you had.
In Pakistan, like, I used to take photos not with nature, but with my family. And it was, like, always blurry because I never focused on it. But I always wanted to be a photographer, and it was my dream. And my family was like, you're not going to become a photographer. Your pictures are always blurry. But when I came here, my friend told me about this class and I was pretty excited to join it because it's my dream.
That's wonderful. It sounds like you got here and pretty much straight away you went into this photography class. Tell me about the sorts of things that you learned that means that now you've actually got photography in an exhibition as opposed to a few months ago where everything was blurry. What changed?
Like, when I arrived here, everything changed because I learned editing, I learned how to focus, I learned the cropping, I learned the maintaining the brightness and the color, and it all went really beautiful for me because I've never done it before, and just within 4 months, I got it all.
So the photography that we're seeing from you then is from a newcomer to Sydney. You know, it's all very new for you, I would imagine, Sydney, is it?
Yeah, it's all very new. This Sydney, like in Pakistan, it's a different culture, a different language, different tradition. And in Australia, it's like everything new for us. It's just the beginning of a new life.
And what are the sorts of things then in your photography that you're wanting to capture about this new life?
It was like I chose the category. It was the empty places. And I tried my best to just fulfill it because I told Joanne that this is my category and I'll just capture the empty places because I love nature and it's really calm.
Now that's interesting. You've both mentioned nature in our conversation. Auburn is a very, very busy place. It's bustling and there's always things happening and people walking everywhere, and it's quite a crazy place, isn't it?
It is a crazy place.
Tell me about where you would go to find this nature within your photography, Shakaya.
Well, our teacher or this community that supported us, the first time took us to the new town. Mm-hmm. To the new town, it was a really nice place. There was paintings on the walls, and they were really interesting. And it was really my first time that I saw them. And our teacher Jawan, she showed us how to take a picture, and it was in nature, but it was really close to the business of Sydney or anything that related to Australia. I think it was art, like mixture of art, life, and everyday people's life.
Shakai, how long have you been in Sydney for?
Well, we arrived to Australia in 16th of October. I always remember the date. I never forget it. And I think it had been about 1 year and 5 months or 4 months, uh-huh. maybe.
So you've only just, you're both very new to Sydney and to Australia. I wonder then, does a program like this, this photography class, have you made new friends and met people through it?
Yeah, I think I made a lot of friends, about 10 or maybe 9. But I met a lot of new people and I became friends with them. And it's a new life. Mm-hmm. You have to make new friends.
Mm-hmm. And what about you? What about you, Rafia? Have you built a little community through this course?
Yeah, like I met new people. Like in Pakistan, there I never visited Afghans. I never met them. We all were Pakistanis. And here I just got a chance to meet Afghan people as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I pretty like them because they're just so friendly. And I never expected something that I will be here and making new friends and all.
You're listening to Books and Arts. My name is Melanie Tate, and my guests, you just heard from Rafia Iram and Shakaya Rezi. They're both young Afghan-Australian photographers. Well, they've just arrived in Australia only a few months ago and are part of an exhibition called Afghans in Auburn. Joanne Saad is an artist and photographer who has been helping these 13 young photographers along. Joanne, Rafia mentioned before that there were themes. One of the themes was it empty spaces that you were saying, Rafia? What other kinds of themes did you assign the photographers?
Well, what we did was we actually sort of really discussed themes and, you know, we workshopped and sort of brainstormed the ideas of things that they were really drawn to. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't so much about, you know, only having very limited themes to do. It was more about what they really wanted to explore, what they were actually drawn to. But the empty spaces came about because Rafia, like, with all of them, they just have an amazing eye. It's something that, you know, I say that I can teach them the technical, but to actually to have the eye for photography, that's something that you can't teach. And, you know, this group of young people just blew me away because they just, the way that they saw things, you know, was, and what how they were capturing that was, you know, quite amazing. So it's really, really, and it was exciting for me. You know, in 20 years of teaching, it was like sort of the best group of young people I've ever taught. And that was so inspiring, you know, for me. So it was something that they were just really drawn. Like Rafia came in one time and had just this really beautiful photograph at the train station. As you said, because Auburn is so related to being something so busy, but she found these amazing photographs where she captured that sort of isolation and that stillness and that sort of peacefulness. And I think that that's something that reflects from her anyway, as, you know, as a person. So, yeah, there was just this one other beautiful photograph I remember of Rafia's that it was at a roundabout and it was like the after we had all those rains in Sydney and there was all this reflection, a beautiful large tree in the middle of the roundabout. And then you just had all the reflections of the, you know, from the water of the housing around there, but also of the trees. And it was just so still and so beautiful. It was great. But Rafia's also really fantastic at portrait taking. So she had different takes. So her portraiture, you know, finding sort of urban spaces, but also nature. So really diverse. All of them had really, you know, they didn't sort of stick to one particular thing.
So it's interesting because you're both so newly here and already you've had an art gallery opening. Has it ignited something within you that you think you'll keep cataloguing this sort of this journey, I guess, of discovering Australia? Start with you, Rafia. Are you going to keep taking photos? It sounds like you will.
Yeah, because I want to become a future photographer, and I'm willing to have a course in high school as well. And I'll try my best to be a photographer in the future as well.
And Shikai, are you going to keep it going?
Obviously, of course. I love it. It just feels really calm when you take photos, you edit them, you have fun, and it helps your mind. It gives you exercise. And I really love it. I want to keep it going and become a really professional photographer like my teacher. And yeah, I just love it. I will do it.
And Joanne, I guess I'd ask you finally, for anyone who's not living within this community, what are they going to go along and see? What will they get insight into when they come along to the exhibition?
Look, it's you'll see so many different things because they covered like various events, cultural events from the iftar event to the Diwali event because and there's just such a broad range, like just really unexpected, really quirky, you know, beautiful moments, just really the beauty that they see in you know, in the place that they live. And it's just that, just a different perspective and eye.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and congratulations on the exhibition. Afghans in Auburn is showing at the Peacock Gallery in Auburn until February the 7th. Joanne Saad, Rafia Iram and Shikai Razai, thank you so much for coming in today. I'm Melanie Tate and you're listening to Books and Arts. It's lovely to have your company. Coming up in just a moment, how would you feel if a man you once knew made a pilgrimage from one end of the country to another to be at your bedside? Well, the love song of Queenie Hennessy is up next.